USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in a moment, but breaking news for NFL fans. The New England Patriots quarterback for the past 20 years, Tom Brady, has said on Instagram today he's leaving that team. He did not say what team he's signing on with, but he did indicate he is leaving New England. Now to the latest on the coronavirus, as new guidelines from the White House Coronavirus Task Force are recommending that people stay away from any gathering of more than 10 people, and older people are especially warned as they're at increased risk of contracting the virus. Today was supposed to be primary balloting day in four states. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going forward, but Ohio is on the list as well. Now state officials have called off that primary because of concerns about the outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something. At least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration recommending that bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and other businesses close because of the spread of coronavirus. In some states, governors are ordering such closings, such as in Maryland, where Governor Larry Hogan has ordered such businesses to close for at least the next few weeks, although that could change, according to Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski.
This is a serious crisis that we need to take seriously, and so I think that there will be more adjustments made daily, if not hourly, as we continue to move forward into what's ahead.
The U.S. Senate's expected to take up a sweeping coronavirus relief bill that was approved by the U.S. House last week. In the meantime, the White House is hoping to send Congress an even larger economic stimulus bill because of the virus. The government saying this morning retail sales dropped last month by 0.5%, the biggest one-month decline since December 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The very latest now on the cyber attack over the weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg with comments from the Health and Human Services Secretary. Here's his report.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. I'm Tim Berg.
The maker of a movie about a global pandemic speaking out about the current coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
It's life imitating art.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
The writer of the 2011 Matt Damon film Contagion says he doesn't find the current coronavirus pandemic very surprising. Scott Z. Burns telling Slate that when he wrote the movie about a virus that starts in Asia and spreads worldwide, he researched it heavily with the Centers for Disease Control. If anything, he says he's surprised that the public is largely shocked by how similar the film is to what's happening right now. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look at the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow losing almost 3,000 points, the Nasdaq down 970 points, the S&P 500 down 325. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.